It's Friday, December 23rd, 2016 AD. Only two more days till Christmas, kids. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The details on the trafficking of baby body parts have turned even more gruesome. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee issued a new disturbing investigative report on the biotech companies profiting from the murder of the unborn. The 500-page report makes note of the market for Down syndrome baby skins, marketed for $325. Indeed, the hearts of the children of man are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live. Ecclesiastes 9. Not so fast. A Louisiana judge has ruled against the Democrat governor's executive order that would require equal rights to homosexuals in the workplace. Governor John Edwards issued the order on April 13th to all state agencies and any organization contracted by the state. The governor intends to appeal the decision. Persecution against Christians is on the rise in U.S. public colleges. A student at Gwinnett College in Georgia tried to evangelize outside of the college library and was told to cease and desist. When the student, Chike Uzugbanam, applied for a permit and reserved one of the two free speech zones on the campus, college officials told him he could not distribute tracts or preach the Christian gospel. According to the collegefix.com, the college's free speech zone makes up less than 0.0015% of the total campus. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit against 11 members of the college administrative staff. The suit states that, quote, Mr. Uzugbanam's message is purely evangelistic in nature. Through personal conversations, the distribution of religious tracts, and open-air speaking, he communicates in a loving way that all people, including himself, are sinners, and that salvation and eternal life are available only through Jesus Christ, unquote. The list of musicians who have politely or somewhat impolitely declined participation in Trump's inauguration is growing. Gene Simmons of Kiss, Garth Brooks, Celine Dion, and Elton John. The Beach Boys, though, are still considering the offer. IKEA has agreed to provide $50 million to three families whose toddlers were killed by dressers tipping over on them. After the third child's death, the company issued a recall last June of 29 million dressers sold. Families with children are warned to watch for cheap furniture that does not use heavy backboard, built to keep a low center of gravity. AL.com reports that Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is considering appointing Judge Roy Moore to the Senate seat vacated by Senator Jeff Sessions, who's been tapped by President-elect Trump to the position of U.S. Attorney General. Alabama's Chief Justice Moore has been temporarily suspended from office by pro-homosexual judges in the state who disagreed with how he handled the issuance of marriage licenses to homosexuals last spring. God is using the displacement of 100,000 civilians during the Mosul-Iraq battle to work miracles. Soldiers are listening to the Bible read out loud, and more people are asking for Bibles. Christian Aid reports that there is a great need this Christmas for food, clothing, and medicine. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid says when Christians minister to the poor, there is more opportunity to share the gospel.
The ministry leader has said, you know, they have encountered so many people that, one, need aid, and two, they've just seen so much killing and they've lost family members. And just hearing the message of Christ's forgiveness, they can start the healing process themselves to forgive what's been done to them.
Cotton reaffirmed that Christians in Iraq and Syria have only grown in their boldness during the 2 years of the ISIS regime.
We've heard stories from the ministry leaders where Christians just will not deny Christ, even when faced by Islamic terrorists that are saying, you know, you have to deny him and convert to Islam, or you have to pay a jizya, which is a tax for non-Muslims of $300 a person. But people have gone through torture. They've gone through beatings and different things because they will not deny their Lord and Savior. And that's very humbling. I mean, in America, we don't know anything about that.
Refugees in the Mae Lai refugee camp in northern Thailand are in great need of hope. Over 100,000 people have escaped Myanmar, formerly Burma, over political and religious tensions, but many of them are languishing in refugee camps. Christian Aid of the UK is encouraging Christians to support these refugees in dire straits this Christmas. Pray that they would find their hope in the light of the world. John 17:3 says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." What can one man do to bring peace on earth? Daryl Davis is a Christian African American who has made it his business to win over members of the Ku Klux Klan. He says he has convinced 200 members to leave the racist organization, and he's not done yet. Daryl is a talented musician and sometimes wins them over by his bluesy piano playing. He's even played with Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, the Drifters, and Percy Sledge. But his main concern is to seek peace and pursue it. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And that's the worldview on this Friday, December 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember the worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.